4. Peripheral Paradise. The central aisle ends abruptly at the periphery, but its size is so enormous that this terminal angle is relatively indiscernible within any circumscribed area. The peripheral surface of Paradise is occupied in part by the landing and dispatching fields for various groups of spirit personalities. Since the non-pervaded space zones nearly impinge upon the periphery, all personality transports destined to Paradise land in these regions. Neither upper nor nether Paradise is approachable by transport supernafim or other types of space traversers. The seven master spirits have their personal seats of power and authority on the seven spheres of the spirit, which circle about Paradise in the space between the shining orbs of the sun and the inner circuit of the Havona worlds. But they maintain force focal headquarters on the Paradise periphery. Here the slowly circulating presences of the seven supreme power directors indicate the location of the seven flash stations for certain Paradise energies going forth to the seven superuniverses. Here on peripheral Paradise are the enormous historic and prophetic exhibit areas assigned to the Creator Suns, dedicated to the local universes of time and space. There are just 7 trillion of these historic reservations now set up or in reserve, but these arrangements altogether occupy only about 4% of that portion of the peripheral area thus assigned. We infer that these vast reserves belong to creations sometimes to be situated beyond the borders of the present known and inhabited 7 superuniverses. That portion of Paradise which has been designated for the use of the existing universes is occupied only from 1 to 4%, while the area assigned to these activities is at least 1,000,000 times that actually required for such purposes. Paradise is large enough to accommodate the activities of an almost infinite creation. But a further attempt to visualize to you the glories of Paradise would be futile. You must wait and ascend while you wait, for truly, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the mind of mortal man, the things which the Universal Father has prepared for those who survive the life in the flesh on the worlds of time and space.